On Tuesday, I received the call from Secretary of Touro College telling me that my classes were canceled for the evening. Rabbi Dr. Bernard Lander, the Touro College founder, had passed away. Dr. Lander, who founded Touro in 1970 with a class of just 35 students, now, in the year 2010, its student body has grown to approximately 23,000 on 29 campuses in the United States, Europe, and as well as in Israel. What's special about what Dr. Lander accomplished, I believe, can be encapsulated by the words of his son, Rabbi Lander. He said that thousands attained the dignity of Parnassa because of my father. And what truly resonated was that this occurred during this week, the reading of Parshas Mishpatim. See, I spent many years learning in yeshiva, in kollel, as well as a rebbe in the yeshiva. And although it was never discussed or said, we all knew that the elite, the best talmidim, the most dedicated, they were the ones who are destined to become a Rosh Yeshiva, perhaps a Rebbe in a yeshiva, or an elementary school, or base medrash program of some sort, perhaps a pulpit rabbi, or involved some capacity in kollel, teaching Torah and learning Torah for many years. Which, for those individuals who realized that that was not their passion, it was not something in which they were able to dedicate their life toward, they chose college. And some of them may have felt that they were doing not necessarily the best thing. I believe that such a negative feeling that some Bachrim may have had or may have is incorrect for two reasons. First of all, not everyone could be a Rosh Yeshiva. Not everyone could potentially take a position, as there are limited slots available. And secondly, not everyone could be a Rosh Yeshiva. In other words, not everyone has that passion, that drive, that ambition to be the dean of a Jewish school, higher learning. But our parsha teaches us that an individual who chooses the route of going to college, of seeking a parnasa, Dr. Lander has taught that there is nothing wrong with taking such a route in life. And this is found clearly in Parshas Mishpatim. It's not found in the first word, but in the first letter. Ve'eleh HaMishpatim, a parsha which is focused and discusses Milei D'Nezikin, tort law, all the intricate details of how one should conduct themselves with their slave, although on the surface it seems to be something which is not relevant, and what to do when it comes to crimes, and those who are corrupt, and not to steal, and to be honest. For some reason that comes immediately after Parshas Yisro, perhaps the most important section of the Torah, if we could possibly say that one section of the Torah is greater than the next. Or in Parshas Yisro we have the Aseres HaDibros, the revelation of Har Sinai, when the Jewish people were so close and had this spiritual connection to God, ultimately receiving the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. And Rashi makes this observation and points out that kol makom shenemar eileh, whenever you have the word eileh, these, without above, b'salas rishonim, it is a completely new topic, unrelated to that which is before. Ve'eileh, but when it says, and these, when you have the prefix, the conjunction, and Mosiv al Harishonim. This Parsha Mishpatim is connecting itself back to that which we learned previously. Ma Harishonim Sinai, af Elam Sinai. Just like Parshas Yisro discusses the whole story, the episode of the Jewish people receiving the Aseret Dibros at Har Sinai, af Elam Sinai. These laws also are connected to spirituality. And I believe that this is a very empowering message. And the reason why it's empowering is because many people may feel that going to college is not necessarily the best choice, that they may feel that they had failed the yeshiva system. And although, again, to show kavod and respect and dignity to those individuals who adhere to a complete Sinai existence, who remain encamped by Har Sinai, by Torah, by the place in which the Aseret Dibros was given, which is now the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses, those people are to be commended. However, not everyone remains encamped by Har Sinai. Not everyone stays in the yeshiva. At one point, you may have left and you've gone outside into the world. Parshas Mishpatim is telling us that just as important is Parshas Yisro, one should never underestimate Parshas Mishpatim. And all of the intricate laws of the way that one must conduct themselves in business, the way that one must treat others, this is Sinai. This also is Torah. And I believe when the Torah talks about avadim and slaves, it's talking about people that work for you. How do you treat them? Do you mistreat them? Are you respectful? Do you micromanage? The Gemara tells us in Kedushin that anyone who acquires an Eved Ivri, a slave, a worker, it's really the opposite. It's as though you have acquired a master for yourself. For the Torah requires that when someone is working for you, that you must treat them with such dignity, never to put them down, but to elevate them, to motivate them, to the point that they may even feel equal or even above you. This is the blueprint of how one is to conduct themselves when they're outside of the Beis Medrash. And how important is this message? The message of the realization that a person has the ability to go into the outside world and to make a positive contribution by showing that they are Torah observant Jews. And I believe this is one of the messages of what Dr. Lander wished to accomplish. As it is stated, and I quote, perhaps inadvertently, he demystified the world of higher education and demonstrated that serious and high-level secular academic pursuits need not lead to identification with a secular lifestyle. To use the vernacular, the institutions that bore his important values were user-friendly in the yeshiva world. One could have this balance of Torah inside the Beis Medrash, but should never forget the Torah outside of the Beis Medrash. And on some level, one could say it's so much easier to adhere to Torah when they're in shul, when you have this obvious spiritual connection, when you're davening, when you're learning Torah. But the true litmus test of a Torah Jew is someone who could realize that mishpatim, that the seemingly mundane and base and simple activities that one conducts in the workforce by showing that you are a Jew. In that circumstance, you've created a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. We're now in the midst of the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. And there is a Hasidic man that one of the main songs were chosen for the Olympics. Matisyahu, who lets the whole world know that he is a Jew with his beard, his long coat, and his hat. And he's proud of it. What a Kiddush Hashem. When a person is able to go into the outside world and say, Af Elu Misinai. That this also is a Sinai existence. Parshas Mishpatim, therefore, should give us all chizuk and strength to realize that we have a tremendous ability to be able to have a positive impact in this world. Unfortunately, living in this day and age, when a person thinks of a Jewish businessman, they think of Bernard Madoff, someone who was corrupt and swindled and stole an exorbitant amount of money from people. It is our obligation, when we are outside, when we are engaged in Mishpatim and Milad and Azikin, that we need to turn around to create a complete 180, the negative perception that a Jew is not a Jew when it comes to the real world and the business world. Because a Jew, a Torah Jew, is 24/7. And this is actually one of the major emphases in business courses, the importance of ethics, business ethics, and being socially responsible by not just thinking for yourself, but for thinking of others. As it's said in the pyramid of corporate social responsibility, the lowest stage economic, then legal, then ethical, ultimately philanthropic. A person needs to climb up that pyramid, especially a Jew, in which has so many halachos that pertain to business, by showing that it's not just the bottom line, it's not just 1P, profits, but there's also another P. There's people, and yet a third, the planet. By showing that we care, by showing that we adhere to halacha, we create this tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and therefore link back Mishpatim to Yisro, and show the world that a Torah Jew is not only a Torah Jew at Sinai, but also at work. May we all merit to learn Ve'ele HaMishpatim, that Maharishonim Misinai, Af Elu Misinai.